Laws of Network Marketing, and that's, as I said, the book that I reviewed with you before, and I'm doing it again, and it just goes through truly what are some of the master keys to building a quality downline. And we reviewed the first four already. I'll just review as quickly. Now, law number one was the law of momentum, and we know that that means taking action, and taking action, and taking action, and taking action. And if you really want to grow fast, you take massive action, because momentum is so crucial in our business. And a lot of you, I know, in the summer months lose the momentum in your business, so you got to say, okay, how do I get the fire back lit under my associate base? Because, you know, losing momentum in the summer can kill you if you don't jump back on the bandwagon here. And most of us, you know, are fighting that day in and day out, because people somehow think summer is vacation, and they take vacation from Manitech, too. All right. Anyway, but this business never stops. We're always in the concept of the mission surely never stops, of trying to help support people have greater health. So law of momentum was number one, take plenty of action. Law number two is the law of numbers. Truly, prospecting is what it's all about. It's contacting lots of people. And the more people you contact, the more effective you're going to be at growing your business. So it is truly a law of numbers, and it's a matter of how many people are you contacting, new people, every single day. Law number three is the law of appreciation. It's having that tremendous heart of gratitude. Just loving on people and appreciating everything that happens around you. Appreciation grows things, depreciation shrinks things. So it's your choice. You want to be growing. Come from a heart of love and a heart of gratitude in every way you can. And the fourth law is called the law of priorities. And we talked about that not last week, that was when you had the testimonies, 2 weeks ago, and that was the Pareto principle, the concept that 20% of your actions produce 80% of your results. Absolutely true. It applies to everything that happens in your life. So the critical importance of understanding that law is to prioritize your actions. So what are the activities in your day that produce results? And those are the things you want to isolate on and prioritize your life around the actions that truly produce results. So that's the fourth law. Today we're going to talk about law five and six. Law five is the law of cause and effect. The law of cause and effect. And if you look at it from a biblical perspective, it talks about whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So there gives you the results. We create results in our life. As we sow, so shall we reap. Cause and effect. Understand cause and effect. From a scientific perspective, you could say for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. That's your science class. So really, every time you're putting out action, it comes back to you in one way or another. So again, it gets back to the concept of activity, taking action. And I wanted to relate to you, because when you look at network marketing, you get started in network marketing. Not very many of us jump in network marketing as expert network marketers. I had no clue. I didn't even know what network marketing was, because no one ever had approached me with network marketing, a proposal, or any kind of business opportunity in my entire life. And I didn't get involved with Manitech to do it as a business. I got involved because I was looking for a supplement that would support me staying healthy, and came across glycobiology, fell in love with the science, and started taking products. It was my dad's result that caused me to say, I need to share this with the world. That's when I started looking at network marketing. And what is network marketing? Of course, I didn't know. But, you know, I just, and when you walk into it that way, you come in very naive, and you have to develop habits, and you have to learn and understand it. And one of the important things to do when you first start out in network marketing is to take action. Some of you are so afraid of taking the wrong action that you don't take any action. And then you just freeze yourself and you stay stuck for a period of time. My attitude was, I'm going to take action. No one's telling me whether it works or doesn't work, because I don't have any experience in the arena. But I just started taking action. I started going my downline. I traveled to Corpus Christi. I traveled to San Antonio. I traveled to Austin. I went all over the place trying to grow businesses and help support people. And every time something new came out, I jumped on it and started using it or started doing something. I was like out there just saying, hey, what do I think will work? What do I think won't work? And I just kind of had to base it on what I knew and what, you know, history and just business might tell me or marketing might tell me. So I was like experimenting with new things all the time, trying to see what worked, what didn't. But I knew one thing, that even when something didn't provide results for me, I had to evaluate it and move on. It was a learning experience. But I knew one thing, that I had to constantly stay in action. It had to be constant, because eventually it would bring results. And so many of us get involved in network marketing. We take all this kind of action, and we follow this and do this, and we get discouraged when something doesn't work. Don't be discouraged when something doesn't work. You need to take the attitude of, I learned something from this experience. Now move forward and do something else. Try to do something else. There are plenty of things that are out there. There's an unlimited mechanisms in this world to grow your network marketing business. So when something doesn't work out for you, you move on and you find something that may work for you. But you give it enough time to make sure it's something that doesn't work out for you. But you have to stay in action. That's what's most important. And some of us are multitaskers. We can stay in action in 10 different ways, and that's the way we do it. You know, and being open and ready for differences, because different people have different personalities and they're going to take different actions. So you need to be able to support your downline with that different action. People do different things. So that's what you're going to be doing. You're going to be watching the different activities that your downline do and support them, you know, in what they're doing and give them some kind of advice around it. But action's critical. Now, distinguishing actions that pay off and those that don't pay off, that's critical for you to do. It's called a sorting process, and that's what we just talked about. You got to sort through them. It's all a learning experience. How quickly you succeed is determined by the quality and the effectiveness of your actions. So when you find something that works for you, really run with it and dig into it. And really, if you find something that doesn't work, put it aside and try something different. But the quicker you succeed, the quickness of your success in network marketing really is based on the quality and effectiveness of your actions. Some of you are too impatient. You want something to create results tomorrow. Well, there are a lot of things we make investments in. Like, I made a huge investment in chiropractic. I spent a year and a half going after the ICA, getting them to endorse Ambertose as a product for everybody's body. That took a year and a half, but it didn't matter, because it didn't stop me from taking action, marketing 100 different ways. It was just efforts I was putting forth in one direction for a year and a half that finally panned out, and then it created results. And we got tons of chiropractors signed up, and everybody's helpful in that area, and we see a lot. I mean, we must have, I don't know, there probably is a tenfold increase in number of chiropractors involved in Manatech today than there were 3 years ago. So there's a payoff that occurs, but it takes time and energy. You have to understand that certain things are going to take more time than others. But you want to be able to put your energy into things that really work. Even working with a chiropractor, sometimes that takes a lot of time and energy, but finally when you get into the patient base and you start doing presentations, you get them started on products, now you've cracked open that opportunity. So you just have to keep acting. Don't get discouraged and stop. That's where you go wrong. You have to stay in the flow. You have to stay in the play, stay in the flow, keep taking action. Now, one way to do it, instead of, you know, there's a famous lesson, you know, and a lot of you have had children in your life, and you know that children grow up differently. There's certain children that you have that, you know what, it doesn't matter how many times you tell them something, they have to learn by their own experience, right? Those are the ones that got to put their finger on the stove and burn their finger before they're ever going to trust that they shouldn't touch that, you know, that stove. And we have children that do that. We have other children that are the perfect kids, we call them. You know, every time we tell them something, they follow everything we do. So they don't have to learn by experience. They can learn by somebody else's experience. Well, in Manatech, what you want to do is also learn by other people's experiences. So every opportunity you have to talk to somebody that you respect in Manatech, a big leader, somebody who's successful in Manatech, and ask them, Mary Jo, or ask, you know, Chad, or ask, you know, Riga Bauer, or ask Don Partridge, or whoever you choose. You know, there are plenty of them out there that are just terrifically building their business, plenty of presidentials on this call that are growing their business by leaps and bounds. Ask them, Deb Jones, what are you doing? Mary Metzger, what are you doing? What are the activities that you're participating in that are helping to grow your business? What marketing ideas are you using today? Get ideas from the people who are successful. And don't dismiss them because your upline said that doesn't work. I mean, you want to accumulate data. You want to accumulate data from as many people that are successful as possible, then siphon through it and make decisions for yourself. But you need to be out there asking. So many of us get stuck because, why don't we ask? We don't ask because we think we already know the way. Or, you know, we've been told this way is the only way that works. Or we're being this, that. You have to be open and ready to hear other people's opinions. What are other people saying? I hear, when I go travel so much, I hear some people say, oh, Mary Jo, my upline told me not to come hear you because you believe in building your downline to get two. And they don't think you should do that. They think you should build wide. And I go, well, why are they so protective for you to not hear from somebody else's opinion? They don't think that, I mean, it's so silly. Why are we isolating people? Why can't people have different opinions on what works and what doesn't work? And then you make your assessment of what you're going to do for your own organization. I mean, it's just incredible how we try to cut people off. I love my people. I want my people to get exposed to everything and anything that's out there, and then let them use their judgment around it. They can ask my opinion, and I can say this is why I don't do that, or this is the reasons why I do this, or this, you know. But they need to, you know, empower them to make good decisions. And you need to open that up. That's why I love these trips. I love the Alaska trips. I love winning incentives, because who's on the incentive trips? People that are master prospectors. So if you want to learn how to prospect better, you want to learn different techniques, you want to win one of the incentive trips and just go on. Take a pad of paper and just go interview everybody. If you spent one day on that Alaska cruise and just interviewed as many people as you could on what they're doing in their business to grow their business, you would come up with some ingenious concepts. In fact, that's what I should tell all my downline to do. They would drive everybody crazy, but that's okay. It's a great experience because you really grow from it. But so much pride sometimes sits in our hearts. We're so proud of being on a boat because we achieved it that we don't need to learn anything else. Oh, my goodness gracious. Get rid of pride out of your life and start coming from heart and saying, I can always be better. I can always learn. But you have to be open and you have to be vulnerable in order to learn. And that's when you go and you just humble yourself and ask people, hey, I do it myself. I want to find out what other presidentials are doing. I think one of the greatest parts of that whole Unity conference we had at Manitech, you know, in Fort Worth back in July, one of the greatest parts of that two-day seminar was when they put the four top fastest-growing presidentials in Manitech today on stage, and they all shared what they were doing. It was wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful. But I guarantee you, there was half of that room going, because everybody wants to believe it. And it was like, to me, it was like wonderful. Just to hear great ideas, what are people doing, what are they doing differently from what I'm doing, how can I improve, how can I communicate that, how can I get that out to my people, great ideas. And they gave me some great ideas. In fact, one of them set me up on a brand new coaching program. I'm going to do it from the Roys out on the East Coast. They're growing like gangbusters, and they were using a new book on team building, and so I put a coaching program together. I'm kicking off in September on team building. I think you got to push yourself and grow yourself and be open and ready to hear what other people are doing. Siphon through what you like, what you don't like, and then adopt the things. But if you want to grow your business, you want to get out there and find out what are other people doing, what are they doing different from what you're doing, and maybe incorporate and twist and turn and correct and, you know, make a little shift in your life to create something different. And if it doesn't work for you, so what? You've tried it, then you can make a conclusion, you can move on. But if you keep doing what you've always been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've always been getting. So it's time to fine-tune, tweak a little things, and make those things happen. The more action you take, of course, the quicker you'll learn what works. That's why I tell people to take as much action as possible. Just keep active. I love Henry Kissinger. He says, the absence of alternatives clears the mind marvelously. So the faster you take action, the faster you can dismiss alternatives and isolate on those that work. So you can keep away from things that don't work. So again, this whole concept is to have a bias towards action. Get into the spirit of action, fall in love with taking action, and you'll truly be on your way to affect all the dreams. And I took a quote out of there. It said, all people who have achieved extraordinary results in life have developed this bias for action. So start looking at your life. Look at your day-to-day. Look at your week this week. How are you taking action? Are you sitting at your desk watching the internet, listening to calls, or are you out taking action? Are you truly taking action? And, of course, the other part of this whole concept of the law of cause and effect is once you develop this and you take tons of action, you start discovering what works and what doesn't work, now you get to have this power of duplication and the awesome force of leveraging. You take your marketing technique and you drive it in your downline. You go, wow, I test marketed this. Look at what's happened. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. Let's run with it. And you get as many people jumping on the bandwagon as you can in your downline. That's the power of duplication and the awesome force of leveraging. Now, instead of you just signing up 10 new people with a technique, you've got 100 people signing up 10 new people. Now, look at the multiplication that occurs for that. It's awesome. One great idea can be duplicated hundreds, if not thousands, of times in one downline. So that's the beautiful, awesome force of leveraging and duplication that occurs with network marketing. So again, cause and effect, But don't, this is a kind of a lesson too, when you find a tool, don't just go promote it haphazardly, because what if it doesn't work for you? Here, all of a sudden, you know, that's one of the problems I see that happens in network marketing. Everybody tries to find the silver bullet, and they send all this stuff down to their downline. Here, do this, here, do this, here, do this, without any discernment around it, and you get people chasing wild rabbits sometimes, because you don't, you know, when people ask me about tools, I go, I've never used it, so I don't know if it works. And I'm always free to give my opinion on it. I don't ever undercut things that I haven't tried, but if I've never tried it, I make sure people know that I'm not recommending it. But if they would like to try it, fine, try it. But I can't recommend it if I've never used it, because I can't see how that works. You get it? So, great. So, power of duplication, awesome force of leverage, but it takes you as a leader to step up and take action. Or you as a leader, or you as a brand new associate or new associate that you don't have a lot of people underneath you at this time, but get out there and find out what the stars in the business are doing so that you can try, you know, implement some of the things that they're doing in their daily activities that's going to make a difference for you. And then build that in part of your system so you can teach and train and bring along all the people in your organization, the power of duplication and the force of leveraging. Okay, so that's the law of cause and effect, critical in network marketing. And the sixth law is called the law of service. And this is truly the law of giving value to people. He calls it, in his book, Don Gann, he says, this is the least understood of all the nine laws of network marketing. The genuine purpose of every network marketing opportunity should be to fulfill an important need for people in your marketplace. So you have to fulfill a need. It's a concept of giving value. So the concept here is you have to have a great product line together with a compensation plan, then you'll have a tremendous edge on the marketplace. If you are personally getting involved in Manatech and the only reason you're involved is because of the compensation plan, it's a recipe of failure. It's not about comp plan. If you're not giving tremendous value to people, and of course with Manatech we have such a huge advantage there because we have just an awesome product in Ambertoast. And we have other awesome products in our product line. But we have incredible products that really, truly support the health of people. And that's what turns me on more than the comp plan. I mean, I know the comp plan works, but for me, it's the incredible, awesome products we have that really drive this entire business because it drives the mission. What am I out there every day? What causes me to get out of my chair every day and go out and share with people? Because I'm on a mission. Because I love on people, I want to serve people, it's giving value to people, and we have an awesome value to give to everybody. And the principle of giving genuine service, as Don Ginn says, has practically disappeared in the industry. People are out there, the fly-by-night network marketing companies are out there, you know, putting out stuff and different products that really don't serve people. They don't give value. So what you want to do, you have tremendous opportunity here to be different. So that's about giving true service to people. It's a real true people business. So you can offer your downline, unlike other businesses, network marketing presents you the opportunity to do what? To give a personal touch to people. In fact, that's one of the huge benefits of network marketing is we get to get really upfront and personal with people. We get to become part of their lives. We get to share our lives with them. Some of you, that scares you to death. Other people just love it because it's part of our personality.
Joe, there's all kinds of background noise.
Yeah, I really am. Can somebody mute?
Could you star 5 till you're done?
I'll do it. You bet. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, there you go. Okay, so unlike most businesses that were out there, if you know, like my business in the past when I was the VP of marketing and law firm and all these kind of things, are you kidding? It was kind of impersonal. All we were like work machines. But in network marketing, we really get to build that personal relationship with people. And that is what this is. It's a people business. It's about, you know, I gave a training the other day. I believe it was up in Iowa, and I just went on and on. I said, you know what? This business is about just loving on people. That's what it is. It's about stepping out and just loving on people. I mean, when people come into your life and you just get to love on them, you get to share and care about them. You know, one of my favorite foundational premises of network marketing that I teach in all my classes is the statement that goes, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And that's truly what this is about. It's about putting our energy forth about loving on people, because that's how people know you care. You listen to them and you just love on them. You just care about them. You hear what their troubles are. You listen to their, you know, what where they're coming from. And I mean true listening. And that's why I'm doing a listening class, because a lot of people don't know how to listen to other people. We want to become great listeners. When you have a great listener in your life, you're going to know it, because they stand out above and beyond anyone else in your life. Because they make eye contact, they really hear you, they be with listening. They don't interrupt you, they don't interfere, they're not thinking about the laundry back at home. They're truly hearing what you have to say. And good listeners are very, very hard to find. I think it's one of the characteristics that we just failed miserably at in this country in teaching. Because the only people that come out of undergraduate, college, high school, you know, post-college degrees that you have any concept of listening skills are people that go into counseling. When you take your counseling courses, that's where you learn how to be a great listener. But no one else. I don't care. Lawyers, doctors, teachers, also, we never get trained. That's not a skill that is trained in school, except in a limited category of degrees. So it's just one of those critical things. And you become as bad a listener as your parents were, or as good. So if you had, I had the worst. My mother never heard a word out of my mouth, I think, in all the years that I was around her. And because of that, I came out being a very poor listener. I didn't get it, because all I knew is what I grew up with. And it took me training and understanding by other people impacting my life as I got, you know, through my college years and post-college, that I finally got it, what listening was all about. It's truly sitting back and hearing a person out, not ever being coming from, you know, defensive posture, it's all about me or personal. So many times we do that, we take everything personal, so it's always about being defending ourselves, or we just truly want to come from a heart of service and a heart of understanding. How do I understand this person better? And one of the greatest impacts I had in my listening skills of really building that kind of concept of serving people was I came to the fact that every person on the face of the earth has something to offer me. And when you get that, when you really grab onto that fact and take it, that truth, and take it to heart, that is what will help instill in you the ability to listen. Because you're ready, willing to hear what the person has to offer. And there's tons. You will learn, the educational process you'll go through will be overwhelming. But we get so judgmental and so dismissive with people that we just don't even open our lives open. We don't open up to learn and grow from them. So become a great listener. Really, you know, be a great service to your organization. Now, I put in the outline, list ways that you can create more service for your consumer associates. And I just, I just think everybody needs to, you know, come up with ideas of ways that you can create more service for your consumer associates. Whether it's, you know, like if you're going on an Alaska trip, why not send postcards to your downline from Alaska? Manna mails that you send out monthly. I've talked about that numerous times. You've heard about that on my call. And if you've bought my system CDs from DupliPack, you'll see a copy of a manna mail on there. We send those out every single month I send personally out almost 200 of them to people in my downline that are consumer associates. I also use them for prospects. But it's a mechanism of personal contact. I send out new product announcements to all of my people. When there's a new product that comes out, I love sending out. Even though Manatech does it, that's not a personal touch. They need to hear from Mary Jo. I talk about a follow-up letter on every event, like when you go to Manifest. I love to do a follow-up letter for Manifest just to highlight all the greatness that happens at Manifest. It's a great way of, again, personal touch. Letters of appreciation, Christmas letters, Thanksgiving. I love doing Thanksgiving. I don't typically send a Christmas letter because I have a year-end letter that just talks about what another phenomenal year in the field of glycobiology. It just gives a little history of what transpired for that year in the field of glycobiology, some of the greatest events that occurred that help people recognize, wow, we really are on the cusp, on the forefront. It's an acknowledgement, but it's a way of serving my consumers. And I'm always available. I'm always ready to hear from them. I'm always, you know, ready to contribute in their lives. I think that when you start doing programs in network marketing, like you can take a program like, I don't know, there's many programs out there, marketing ideas that they use where people fill out a form to figure out what they want and then they order the products and that's it. If that's how you're teaching your people to operate, you're not doing it the right way. Because they dismiss, they sign somebody up and they go on to the next one. This business is about customer service, like every business in the world, and you must serve your customers. Now, the last part of the outline, which is higher ed number 3 underneath the law of service, talks about the cost of poor service. And this is why putting in place significant customer service events in your business are so critical. Statistics came from this book, How to Win Customers and Keep Them for Life, by Dr. Michael Lebeuf. And in that statistics, he said, it costs 6 times more to find a new customer than it does to keep your present ones. Costs six times more to find a new customer. This comes from marketing data for, years. This isn't just somebody's opinion. The marketing statistics show that it costs 6 times more to find a new customer than it does to keep your present one. So why are we not honoring the people we're signing up in our business today? Some of you need to get off this call today and just send out a letter to all your customers and just say, you know what, I just want to tell you, thank you for listening to me. I'm so excited about being a part of your health program. Thank you for inviting me in your life to play that role. I really honor you, and I say, you know, this is an incredible path we're on together, and I want to thank you one more. It's just a heart of gratitude and service to them. Is there anything I can be doing to help support you? Please let me know. I'm forever your servant. Love, whoever. What a great letter to receive. Some of you need to do that. Just a simple letter like that to get a, you know, but it's the concept of keeping the current customers you have, making sure they know you care about them. You care about them getting well. You care about their health program, and you're ecstatic to be a part of that process for them. These little things take virtually no time. For some of you, you don't do them because you're like, oh, my gosh, that's too much. Well, are you kidding me? That's where your time and dedication ought to be, is servicing them. They ought to be hearing from you once a month, once every couple of months, whatever it is, but you need to be showing appreciation and serving your customer base. Because, again, it takes 6 times more to find new customers than it does to keep the present ones. Another statistic that came out of this book is a typical business will only hear from 4% of its dissatisfied customers. The other 96% will not take the time to write. And you all know that's absolutely true with Manatech, because you'll go into your success tracker and you'll see all the people that stopped their automatic order. They didn't bother calling you. They just stopped. And you weren't a part of their lives because you weren't participating in a high level of customer service all along. So you never found out. You never found out the issue they had. You're finding out after the fact. But the more active you get with customer service, the better off you're going to be in terms of quenching discontinued or dissatisfied customers, and you're going to have a greater communication. You treat your customers and distributors as if they're lifetime partners with you. That's the bottom line. There's another great book out there. It's called The Ultimate Secret to Getting Absolutely Everything You Want, written by Mike Hernacki. And according to him, he says the ultimate secret to getting absolutely everything you want is you must be willing to do what it takes. Well, huge. You must be willing to do what it takes. How many of us are willing to do what it takes? He described willingness as a dynamic force of human nature that very, very few people really ever understand. So I kind of put on the thing today. I thought, hey, all of you should take this outline and kind of look at it and evaluate where you are on that willingness. Am I willing to participate? Am I willing to do what it takes? Am I willing to step out? Am I willing to make that forward-going action? Am I willing to talk to 5 new people every day? Am I willing to commit to these things? Look at your willingness. How willing are you? And make it, on a scale of 1 to 10, do a little self-analysis around, number 1, how willing am I to help others? Am I a 5 on a scale of 1 to 10? Or am I a 9 on a scale of 1 to 10? How willing am I to help others? And if you can't, you go, well, Major, how do I tell how willing I am? I love other people. And I said, well, look at your actions and tell me how willing you are. Because results never lie. Results will show me what your intent is. So how willing are you to help others? And number 2 is how willing are you to accomplish your goals? Again, results never lie. Intent plus mechanism equals results. Intent, so your results show your intent. So how willing are you to help others, and how willing are you to accomplish your goals? Now you need to step up and say, okay, I'm going to commit to become super willing. I'm ready and willing at moment's notice to support others, and ready and willing right this moment, starting today, a new day, new time, new energy around hitting my goals that I've set for my Manatech business. So that's the law of service. The law of service is having that incredible heart of gratitude and thankfulness and serving your customers and your business builders, in addition to understanding clearly the high cost of what poor service will get you in this business. Okay, I'm going to get off at star 5 before I answer any questions. Everybody back?
Yes.
Great. Okay, anyone, any comments, questions? Anything hit home for you?
Mary Jo.
Uh-huh.
This is Sidna.
Hi.
From Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
Some information on your St. Louis trip that you're coming on the 18th and 19th, I just heard about.
Okay, get a hold of Helen. Are you still on? I think it was Helen. She might be on mute. You can also look on the Manatrain website on Mary Jo's schedule, and it's outlined there.
Okay?
You bet.
I'm still on. Do you need my phone number?
Yep, go ahead, Ellen. Thanks.
It's 573-756-4051. And there's a meeting on Friday and an all-day training on Saturday.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Hope you can come up.
Great, great. Okay, anyone else? Anyone else on that? Yep.
Yep, I have a question. I'm fairly new to Manatech, and I'm truly excited about all the products and the company itself.
Well, we're excited about having you on board.
Oh, it's fabulous.
Yeah.
Great results with my son.
Great.
Autistic. But what I really need in getting me up to par is some training.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you because there's a beep. Go ahead.
Okay.
Some what training?
What I really need in getting me started is some good product training.
Okay.
I understand the basic products themselves, but how to put together a packet with someone with MS who
uh-huh.
may need more of this than that, or, you know, let's not use 5-Low here, but let's use, you know, that
you
type
bet.
Of specific training.
Got it.
Now, all of my upline is in New Zealand, and their product line is a bit different.
Uh-huh.
So, is there someone or some website that can give me better insight as to, you know, infrazone in the eye?
You bet. Let me give you some insight into that. In fact, I want you to send me an email because you're really truly an orphan. You can't rely on your upline to do that. I want you to send me an email so I have conversations with you. But let me give you some insight first so you understand. There is no source of that data except from other Manatech associates upline, because we can't print it because it becomes prescriptions for diseases. So they can't do that. But I'm going to help you out. You're an orphan. I'll help you. I do a product training once a month, and I want you to be on that. It's basically limited to my downline, but yeah, I'll let you on it. Okay? Hello?